Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And today we're going to talk about everything you never knew you wanted to know about smelly, smelly animals.
Perfect.
We all know things in the woods and the nature around us have odors, and they have odors for various reasons, like to say get away, to say come hither. But I had never considered particularly the individual smells of things. I don't know, just didn't think about it until I was out at Camp Dartlow, Campfires Camp Dartlow here in the lovely Eastern Washington. They talk about, we've got ponderosa pines up here. They're a puzzle bark tree. So if you see a pine tree and the bark looks like puzzles, go smell it. It smells like vanilla and it's so nice.
Vanilla? You get vanilla off of that? That's interesting because it doesn't smell like that to me. But okay.
Well, they told me it smelled like vanilla. And so when I smell it, I'm primed for vanilla. And so yes, I get vanilla. But if you said molasses, I'd be like, oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's so lovely. It's like me smelling candles.
Yes, exactly. Oh, this smells like man spray or... Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sort of aware that animals have different odors, but I never thought of them as like, it smells like blah, blah until the ponderosa pine. So here's my new favorite. And this little blurb was sent to me by my friend Lindsay, who is a fan of the show, because we're delightful, of course. But
of course.
She has a delightfully inquisitive mind. And she sent me a headline that said something along the lines of... very precise today. She sent me a headline about how bear cats smell like buttered popcorn.
Oh, is that like the binturong? Is that what they're
yes!
also called?
Thank you. You knew that already? America, do you all know this? All of you
no,
all?
No, they don't. We'll
okay,
cut
good.
That out. I only know that because the Long Beach Aquarium in California had a binturong, and they do. They smell like movie popcorn. So we'll just cut
yes.
that out.
No, don't cut it out. Don't cut it out because a zoo is where they discovered, well, why do they smell like this? The people of the zoo are like, this is a little strange, you guys. Why is it like this? And so I never tell you the names, everyone, but I'm going to tell you Lydia K. Green from Duke University, Timothy W. Wallen from the CDC in Atlanta.
Ooh.
Annika Moresco from the Carnivore Preservation Trust, which is now the Carolina Tiger Rescue, where they did this research. Thomas E. Goodwin from Hendricks College and Christine M. Dre from Duke University. All of these folks got together to figure out why do these 33 binturongs in the zoo or bear cats smell like this? Okay. And bear cats, for those of you who had not seen them, it looks like a kid's drawing of a bear or a cat, and it didn't go great either way. It's like a little teddy bear body with a cat face. It's very strange.
I always thought it kind of looked like a cat bear raccoon, and they're like medium dog sized. Is that right? That's kind of what
like
I remember.
It looked like a beagle to me, size wise. It's like a beagle size with a bear body and a cat face.
Yep.
It's like you took a deck of cards of animal parts and
flip, 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 flip. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and then they're like, add buttered popcorn smell.
Mmm.
Yeah. So what year was this article? Let me check that real quick, because I'm curious how long have we known they smell like popcorn, but we didn't know how they smelled like popcorn.
And this will be interesting because I can remember the person who was standing near it going, and it smells like buttered popcorn. And we're all like, oh, that's where the smell is coming from. And then somebody was like, but why? And they were like, I don't know. They just shrugged.
Yeah. Who knows? It's a mystery of nature. this article is from the spring of 2022.
Oh,
so,
wow.
This is fairly recent research. Mm-hmm. So the magic, what happened?
Yeah.
Most animal smells we know is either like a musky something that they give off or pee. And in this case, it's chemistry. Like they're just a walking chemistry set, because it's not just the urine that creates that smell. It is the urine combined with their other bodily secretions. So let me find my little note here. What makes the magic is actually bacteria and microorganisms on the animal's gut or fur come into contact with the urine.
Ew.
Yes. You know, I kind of sort of knew that animals like to I knew they spread their urine smell, but I hadn't really considered how that works aside from you see a dog running around peeing on everything. Some animals will walk through their pee, drag their tail through their pee, and then they go wandering. And that is more the process for the Bearcat, it sounds like.
If you could see my face right now, I just kind of have like, the disgusted face.
Are your lips puckered and downturned?
No, it was like mouth hanging open and kind of a sneer combo.
Well, I'm happy to report these guys are native and gals are native to Southeast Asia. So you're not going to run into them in the wild around here. Mm. To get to this conclusion, the scientists isolated 29 different chemical compounds in the liquid waste, as they decorously put it. And the culprit is 2-acetyl-1-pyrrolidine. We're going to call it 2-AP, as the scientists do.
Ooh, so hip, so sciencey. Mm-hmm.
And here's something that may not be comfortable. That 2-AP is indeed found in popcorn, too.
Oh.
It is literally the same smell for that particular little thing. And it's heat in popcorn that triggers it. The chemical reaction of the bacteria and microorganisms is what does it in the bear cat, but in our popcorn, it's heat.
Huh.
It's a little unsettling.
Well, I mean, like, how much perfume that we have is made from, what is it? It's the musk. Where's musk?
It is like the beaver vanilla smell that they secrete, the castoreum.
Yeah, you know,
and it smells vanilla and molasses.
Yeah, all of these animal secretions that we use for other things, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, wow. And it really, really smells like buttered popcorn.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Okay, mm-hmm. So then is this just an accident of nature? Can it use it for something? I mean, is there something that it eats that's like, oh, I love the smell? I mean, like, it's smelling like popcorn. Does that attract, like, an insect that goes, ooh, that smells good, and then...
That's to attract the ladies and the gents for this one. Because I was looking at that, I'm like, so what does this benefit them? Because it seems like there's some intention where they drag their tails through their urine, and it is beneficial in that they can say, hey, I'm over here, ladies, or gents, or whoever they're looking for.
Huh. Well, I guess that in the forest, nothing else is going to smell like that.
No, that's true. Do you want to know what other things in the forest are smelling like?
Yes.
Yellow ants smell like lemon. So if you're digging in a mound and you start smelling lemon, you need to back up because you're about to be covered in ants. I don't know if they're bitey. They looked small. They looked like small little black ants, but they were yellow.
Okay.
Spadefoot toads smell like peanut butter. I love reading all of these. I had to read over and over. Exude a secretion. That helps them ward off predators, apparently. It seems alluring at first, but it is an irritant and it can cause wheezing and sneezing and burning. So don't pick up a spadefoot toad. Peppermint stick insects. Can you guess?
Wait. I'm going to guess. Mint?
Yes, and it's an irritant as well.
Wow, I'm good.
Copperhead snakes apparently smell like cucumber, although some people aren't feeling that. They're like, no, it's musky. But some people smell cucumber. Cockapoos, the flightless birds, smell like honeyer.
Cockatoo?
Cockapoo. K-A-K-A-P-O.
That's a bird?
Kakapo. Yeah, K-A-K-A-P-O. Kakapo.
Because I was thinking like cockapoo, like a little dog, and then you're like bird.
You're right. That's why I'm saying it that way, and it's not that. I'm like, this word needs one more O. Should we give it entirely new inflection? Kakapos.
Oh, yes, those birds. Don't they smell like something?
Yes, they smell like honey, which for them is a bummer because it's not warding. They really do smell pleasant and predators can find them. So sorry, buddies.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bed bugs apparently smell like coriander. But if you have a gym shoe smell, that means you have a whole lot of them. So that's a bummer.
Ew.
Yeah. Okay. The gray kangaroo smells like curry, which if you ever hear anybody call a gray kangaroo a stinker, that's why.
Oh.
Because a lot of these people are like, I don't know. It's kind of muskier than that. So that could be another one of them where they're like, I don't know if it's exactly curry. Honeybees can smell like bananas, and that is an alert pheromone to the hive to communicate, which we've done enough talk about honeybees. I'm not surprised by that. It tells the bees in the hive to do something. To take action because there's danger.
Wow.
Yeah. The crested auklet, which is a bird and not a little dog, smells like tangerines. And that is also the exact same chemical octanol is found in the bird and in tangerines, and that's a come hither smell for them. Like a, hey, baby.
Hey, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, huh. That I'm okay with. Apparently the yellow spotted millipede smells like cherry cola or almondy scented, but apparently does not taste good. So don't lick them because it's a toxin. It's a trap. Do not lick the yellow spotted millipede.
Oh, Mom, why not?
I know. And last but not least, our favorite dog smelling like Fritos.
Yeah, that corn chip smell is, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder, folks, if that's getting real strong, you might have a bacterial issue happening. Time to get doggy washed or to see the vet if it's getting a little crazy.
Right. And then human beings also can smell very like spicy and monkeyish. And the middle school aged male human being smells like Axe body spray.
Yes, they do. it's their natural odor at this time in life.
Oy. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
My smelly goodness.
Some of these, okay, so the millipede, it's either so concentrated, it was in a collection jar and then somebody, you know, popped the lid off yes. and got a whiff.
It has to be a lot of them, don't you think, for some of these? Unless it's a larger animal that yeah. I can see. But like the smaller one. So like if you're smelling lemony ants, you really do need to take action because there's a lot of them.
Wow. That's so interesting. And now I want to go buy a beehive and give it a big old sniffy sniff.
Me too, because that's another one where I've never smelled a banana smelling bee, but I never get close to them. And I don't think one would just smell that strong.
Right. And you said it's an alarm thing. So actually, it's probably bad. You'd be like bananas and then,
Yes, exactly. Then you'd be on the news that night.
Oh,
you'd be so sad.
Now I want to smell stuff.
Me too. I do kind of want to smell some lemon ants in captivity.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because is it really lemony lemon?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was a good episode. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, 12-year-old me wants to know these things. Like, whose butt smells like buttered popcorn? Bearcats!
You're going to be so much fun at the holiday table.
Yeah. And as a grandparent, my grandchildren are going to come home and share horrifying things at school. And my children will be the ones that get the notes. Hey, little Jimmy was talking about butts again.
Who You're told welcome. You that? Grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Grandma Amy, wasn't it? That's yes. right.
Yes, it was. Well, if you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast or listen wherever you like to listen. But wherever you listen, please, you know, scroll to the bottom, hit those stars. Check out our Instagram for science and history facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.